Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Ayin Reish. We are on the top of page Mem Hei, which is the page following 88. So Siman Ayin Reish is Lomar Mishnas B'Mem Adlikin. It is the halacha of saying the perek of Mishnayis of B'Mem Adlikin. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Nohagin Lomar Perek B'Mem Adlikin. We are knowing to say the perek B'Mem Adlikin. V'asvardim Omrim Oso Kodem Tfilas Arvis. And says the Mechaber, the Svardim have the custom to say it before Mariv. V'hu Anochon, and that is proper. So the Mishabura says in Sivkotan Aleph Perek B'Mem Adlikin, Lefi Sheyesh Bo Din Hadlaka. Number one, why we say it as we're going into Shabbos is because it has the halachos of Hadlokas Neros. And Ushlosha Dvarim Shetzarach Adam Lomar Beso Beso Er Shabbos Ibchashecha. It also has a mission over there that tells us the three things that a person must say in his house on Er Shabbos as Shabbos is coming in. And therefore, it's very Nogeda Shabbos, and therefore, we are knowing to say Perek Vamem Adlikin. Sivkotan Beis Kodem Tilas Arvis. So the Mechaber said the Svardim say it before Mariv, and that's proper. Shebe Mekomosa Makdimin L'Hispal Arvis. In their places, in the Svardish places, they're Makdim Davening Mariv early. V'ayidei Kriyas Perek Zeh Sheyikra Mikodem. Through reading Perek Madlikin before Mariv, before the Mekabel Shabbos, Yedo B'Mem Madlikin. So they will know with what to light the candles. V'yizko Ashlosha Dvorim V'yasir Aleim. And they'll remember the three things that they should command their Mishpachos on. And they'll be able to do like the Mishnah says. And therefore, the minog of the Svardim is that before Mariv, they say Perek Mamem Adlikin. That way, they see the halachas of the Hadlaka, and they also see the three things that they're supposed to be mazir their mishpachos on. V'al kein kosav ha-shulchan aruch tuhu nachon. And that's why the Mechaber says that that is a proper minhug. De la'achar tfilas arvis may nafgamina. Because after you daven Mariv already, what's the nafgamina that you're going to start saying how you light the candles? It's already too late. And the places where they are knowing to say B'Mem Adlikin after Mariv, Kosa b'minhage maharak hatam. So the minhage maharak says the reason. Kedeshim ya'acher odom l'hispalol yelo shehus l'hispalol ba'od sheyomru B'Mem Adlikin. The reason why there are those who have the minhag to say B'Mem Adlikin after Mariv, it's a stalling tactic. The reason is, Shem Ya'acher Adam Milispal, if a person is delayed in coming to Davin, he will have time to Davin while the Tzibur is saying B'Mem Adlikin. That should sound familiar as note number 4 points out to us. It's the same thing that we just learned by the bracha of Me'ein Sheva. We learned in Siman Rei Samaches, as note number 4 says, Shatam She'tiknu La'omro, the reason why they established to say it, Hu Kevan Sha'abote Knesio Shalom Hayu Basados, since their shuls were out in the field, some people came to shulei, and in order that people should not remain by themselves in the shuls out in the fields, they established the bracha of Me'ein Sheva. Sha'an she'ashatz yisayim es birchas Me'ein Sheva. By the time the chazan finishes that bracha of Me'ein Sheva, yisayimu gam ha-ma'achron es tefilos, and people who came late will finish their tefila. So here the Ma'arak is telling us it's the same reason for B'Mem Adlikin. If you say it after davening, the reason is just to delay a little bit so those who came late will be able to walk back with other people from the Sadeh. Back to the Mishabura, v'lochein ein omrim oso b'Shabbos Chol HaMoed. If that's the reason why we say it, so then that reason would not apply on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. You would not say it on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Why? Lefi she'ein ma'achrin kol kach lov l'beis ha'knesses. People are not delaying and coming to shul so much on Friday night of Chol HaMoed. Lefi she'ein osim behem malacha. Since you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed in general, so therefore people are doing less work, they're less busy, and they're going to come to shul on time. If it's only a stalling tactic, there would be no reason to say it on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Kosav HaBach. The Bach writes, Sheyesh lomar b'mem adlikin achar kiddush. We discussed last night about saying Kiddush in Shul. So the Bach writes that you should say B'Mem Adlikin after Kiddush. Da'ayule yom ma'odif. Because bringing in the day, Kiddush is being Mekadosh the yom. It's bringing in Shabbos. That's more important. U'mekdaminon le. And therefore we put it first. However, our minhag is to say b'mem elikin before we say kiddush. V'kasa b'prisha atam. The prisha writes the reason. The ner beso v'kiddush hayom. We know if you have the option of the money that could only afford ner beso or kiddush hayom, ner beso adif. Ner beso is more important v'shalom bayis u'kadel b'simin reisa magimul. And therefore, we're going to read b'mem elikin, which is about ner beso, before we're going to make kiddush in shul, which is kiddush hayom. I'd like to read note number 3. Note number 3 is going on the first tzad, which was the tzad of the Mechaber, that the Svardim say b'mem elikin before Mariv, and that's proper. And the reason the Mishabura said is la'achar tfilas arvis my nafkamina. What's nafkamina after Mariv? So note number 3 is a very important thing. Uladei azu, according to the shita that we're trying to teach you what to do to light candles for Shabbos for this week, kevan sheyesh lomar b'mem madlikin lifnei shemekabelas haShabbos. Since the goal is to say b'mem madlikin before you mekabel Shabbos, hayatzarich laomro gam lifnei sheomer boi v'shalom. So you have to say it before you say the end of lechadodi of boi l'shalom. O mizmor shili yom haShabbos sharei kosel el. We learned earlier, if you remember, shami rosam nechshavus kekabel haShabbos. We had different shitas in what kabel haShabbos was. We said some say it's baruchu, but some say it's earlier. It's mizmor shir or it's boi chala, and therefore, according to the svar that we're bringing down over here, that we want to do it before you mekabel Shabbos. So it's not enough to be before Mariv; it would have to be before lechadodi as well. Umitam ze continues note number 3, and for this reason, shelachar atfila ain't to elas b'amiraso. That after you finish davening or the parts of tefila that are kabbalah Shabbos, it will not help to say b'mem elikin. So kosev aruch hashulchan sheyesh nagu shelo lomar klal perek b'mem elikin. For this reason, that we're not saying it early enough, we're not saying it before we makabel Shabbos. Therefore, the aruch hashulchan writes some are not knowing to say perek b'mem elikin at all. Ela omrim achar kabbalah Shabbos v'kodem baruchu. Rather, they will say after kabbalah Shabbos before baruchu. Maimer me'azoyar b'parshas truma kigavna. That's why Nusach Sva says Kegavna. They don't say b'mem elikin because at the point we get up to it, we're ready with Makabel Shabbos. So by the time we get to it, Makabel Shabbos, and therefore they say it doesn't accomplish anything, and therefore there's no point in saying it, and therefore they say a piece in the Zoyar instead. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sebez, Yesh she'ein omrim oso biyom tov shechol lios b'er Shabbos. Some say that you do not say perek b'mem elikin on Yontif that's Chal on Erev Shabbos, meaning by the Friday night davening, which Yontif is ending, Shabbos is coming in, you do not say b'mem elikin. V'yeh she'ein omrim oso b'Shabbos al Chanukah. And some say you also don't say b'mem elikin on Shabbos Chanukah. The Ramah says, v'ein no hogin came b'Chanukah. We are not knowing that way on Chanukah. We are not knowing not to say on Chanukah, meaning, zok the Ramah, we do say b'mem elikin on Shabbos Chanukah. U'b'Shabbos al Chol HaMoed ein omrim oso on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. We do not say it. V'chein b'yomto shechalios b'Shabbos ein omrim oso. And so too, when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, we also do not say it. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Gimel. The first din of the Mechaber in Sibbeis was there are those who say that we don't say b'mem elikin on Yontif that's chal on Erev Shabbos. So the Mishabura l'fi she'ein yochol lomar isartem. You can't say, did you take your meiser yet? That's what the Mishnah tells us in b'mem elikin, that you have to announce or ask your family before Shabbos, did you take the meiser yet? She'ein ma'asim b'yomtov. If it's Yontif that goes into Shabbos, so that Mishnah is not the nogei. You can't say isartem because you can't take meiser on Yontif. V'chein b'yomtov shechal b'Shabbos mishum lo plug. So once we're not saying it when Yontif is involved, Yontif is before Shabbos, so for that same reason as a low plug, we don't ever say it on Yontif, so when it's Shabbos Yontif, we also don't say b'mem elikin, even though in that case, it would be nogeah, because Shabbos and Yontif are starting, and you're saying it before Shabbos and Yontif start, but l'maisa, once Yontif is out, when it's Yontif into Shabbos, we don't say it even when Shabbos is Yontif itself. Then we said in the Mechaber, there are those who say that you don't say b'mem elikin on Shabbos Chanukah. Why would you not say it on Shabbos Chanukah? So says the Mishaburus of Katan Dalad, Mipnei Shenizkar Bo Psul Shmonim Shehem Asurim B'Shabbos. Because in the Perek B'mem elikin, we're discussing the different oils that are possible to use on Shabbos, V'lo B'Chanukah. It's not addressing the oils of Chanukah. Of course, in the Gemara, in Perek B'mem elikin, that's where the sugyas of Chanukah are, but in the Mishnayos that we're saying, it doesn't address Chanukah, and therefore it's a shtickle bizayon to Chanukah, that on Shabbos Chanukah, you're reading a Perek of Mishnayos, it only discusses Shabbos, at least of Chanukah, it wouldn't be so nice, and therefore the Mechaber brings down that there are those who do not say it on Shabbos Chanukah. Of course, the Rama argues and says that we're not knowing that way. We do, in fact, say it on Shabbos Chanukah as well. And the last point of the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hay is going on the Rama that said, on Shabbos Chol Moed we don't say it. And so too on Yontif, that's Chalios B'Shabbos, we don't say it, like the Mishnah Berurah pointed out before. Zok the Mishnah Berurah v'chein b'yom ha-kippurim shechal b'Shabbos. So too, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, which could happen a few days from now, Ein Omrim Oso, we do not say Bameh Madlikin. Note number 7, why don't we say Bameh Madlikin this coming Shabbos when it's Shabbos Yom HaKippurim? U'betam Adover Kosov HaShiorei Knesset Zagdola. The reason is, says HaShiorei Knesset Zagdola, Kevan She'ein Shayach Lomer Isartem. Since it's not Shayach again to say, did you give the Meister? Sharei Ein Tzorech La'aser B'Shvil Yom Kippur. The whole reason why he's saying, did you give Meister? It's so that we can eat the other fruit on Shabbos. But you can't eat on Yom Kippur, so there's no reason to make sure that the Meister was given before Yom Kippur. There's no rush. Ulitzarach Motze Yom Kippur, and for what you can eat after Yom Kippur, Yochol La'aser Oz, then Yom Kippur's over, you're allowed to take Meister. So there's no reason to be asking your family if they took Meister, and therefore that is one reason brought down why we don't say it on Shabbos, that's Chal B'Yom HaKippurim. V'od, and furthermore, Shalosh Shayach Bo Adliku Es Haner, the command that we have that light the candles, is also not something that we would discuss on Yom Kippur. Kevan shelahadlik ner lo Yom Kippur eino chiyuv elorak minhug. As opposed to Shabbos, where there's a chiyuv of adlakas neros, on Yom Kippur, it's only a minhug, and it's because you want to have some light to avoid tashmish hamita, which is usur, and that's a discussion, but it's totally in a minhug, so therefore it wouldn't be appropriate, this important claim, this important command of hadliku es haner, it's not really that crucial on Yom Kippur, it's not a chiyuv, it's only a minhug. And the third reason, in Perek Mamadikin, we say when it's Safek dark, you could do Hatmana on your hot food. Ubi Yom Kippur Shein Ochum on Yom Kippur when we don't eat. Afilu Lideya Shein Isser Lahatman Be'er Yom Kippur. Even according to the Shita that says there's no Isser to do Hatmana on Er Yom Kippur, Aval Ein Bazem Mitzvah Kamo B'Shabbos, there's no Mitzvah like there is on Shabbos to make sure that there's a proper Hatmana that is done. Because you're able to eat on Shabbos, Yom Kippur you can't eat, and therefore not so worried about the Atmana. For all these three reasons, the Sherek Nes Agdola says, that is why on Yom Kippur, Shechal B'Shabbos, we do not say Perek B'Mandlik. And that concludes Simon Ayin Reish. And Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll begin the Halachas of Kiddush with Simon Reish Ayin Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.